Blog Talk Radio.
Computer buffering? Is it? Yeah. There we go. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man, Beast Bomb Gun, live on the off-ramp, September 9th, 2021. Hope wherever you're at, you're in a good space. Oh, there go the mic again. I keep dropping this mic. I'm trying not to use the Lord's name in vain, even if you don't believe in him. Trying to stop doing it. But where we at? September 9th, 2021. Hope wherever you're at, life is good. Hope you're feeling good. Hope you're in good spirits, good health. Hope you got a good rhythm about you, good feeling about you, good energy that you pour out into the world. Welcome to the off-ramp, the show for the people, by the people that embody the people. Show where my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. He was popping in these streets. He was going on in your side of the world, my side of the world. Talk about everything, politics, sports, movies, music, love, life, relationships, anything you can think of, man. We just, you know, try to have a good time, try to have a good conversation. And no judgment. It's a show where we give everybody nicknames to protect the innocent. Don't know why they're getting canceled. Don't want anybody getting fired. So if you want to call in, feel free to call in. 929-477-3977. I think I missed the number. 929-477-3975. Feel free to call in. You can hit us up on all the social media networks. We actually have a Facebook page. We actually have a Twitter page. Shout out to my brother Fat Dude. I need you to send me that information again because I can't scroll up far enough. This time I'm going to screenshot it so I can get into it. And we'll be updating those pages shortly. We'll get on that and, you know, get a good rhythm with it. And I'm terrible with social media. I hate social media. It's just not. Like I'm all good with sharing your thoughts and your feelings, but now it feels like it's becoming like a daily habit of social media, and I hate that. It's the most annoying thing in the world to me. And we're gonna get on all these all y'all badass kids going back to school and all these pictures y'all taking. My wife did it too, so you know I'm not absolved. But you know, again, if you want to call in 929-477-3975. DJC Siren, welcome to the off-ramp as you stuff your face full of moon cheese. The fact that you eat moon cheese, something called moon cheese that's not from the moon and isn't cheese is just mind-boggling. But I know you enjoy it. I know you think it's great. So how you doing tonight, DJC Siren?
I'm doing fine, but number one, it is cheese. That's the only ingredient is what it is. It is cheese. Ingredient.
How come it's not refrigerated? You got her. But you don't have to refrigerate all cheese, right? Would you eat fried chicken that's been sitting out in just in a bag?
People do that all the time. People
would you?
Yeah.
You be lying. You just going to lie to the people. This is the show of honesty. Lie. If you had some fried.
Do you put potato chips in the refrigerator?
And you don't put potatoes in the refrigerator?
Some people do.
You just hate when I win arguments. Don't like putting potatoes in the refrigerator. It makes them go bad. That's when they start getting the roots.
Okay, you don't put veggie straws.
Why are you angry? We're having a conversation. I just don't believe it's cheese because it should be refrigerated. But
it's not regular cheese. It's puffed cheese. It's been heated up. It's been changed. The molecular structure is different. It's crunchy.
I just feel like any cheese that's not refrigerated.
Don't put cheese balls in the refrigerator.
Well, I didn't really believe that was real cheese.
Well, this is. Anyway, good evening, everyone. Chintzy Beach Bone Bun is in an opposite. Well,
but what?
Okay, leave me alone. Let me speak. Don't interrupt. He's very, he's defiant. Oppositional. Very oppositional today. He is anti today.
I don't believe that. That's
and difficult.
It's a projection. But, you know.
But I'm not. So good evening, everyone. Hope you have a wonderful evening. I'm just finished attending the first session of GymCon. If you don't know, Google it.
All right. And you see what I have to deal with in my life. Got my man Blur on the line. Blur, welcome to the offering. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me on. Y'all over there wilding a little bit. I'm still trying to hear, was it you that moon cheese? Like M-O-O-N, that's what it's called?
Hey, I don't know what's going on in your connection. Hang up and call back in, Blur. You're getting a lot of static and a lot of feedback on your line.
And we'll explain it to you.
Let me see. Blur, you still there? We hang on. He dropped off. All right, while we wait for Blur to come on back in, I got my man, my brother, none other, the one and only, New York, New York on the line. New York, New York, what's popping, my G? There's a wing shorty. We got to talk about it, bro.
Man, it hurt me to find out about it the way I found out about it. I didn't even know, man. I didn't even know. That hurts. That hurts.
How'd you find out about the wing shorts?
Will you put it in a chat?
Oh, you went and Googled it?
No. You put it in a chat, and I seen it. And I was like, what?
I thought you went and looked it up afterwards. Yeah, as a chicken wing connoisseur. Bro, my mom, shout out to my mom. Hold on real quick. Let me see if... Blur's line back in. Blur, let me see if that sounds better. Blur, you live.
All right, man. What is it for right now? How it's looking?
Yeah, you good now. You good now. Welcome to the offer. If I didn't mean to, I'm gonna bring you back in a second. Let me finish this quick little intro with New York, New York, New York, New York, man. So, what you think about the wing shortage, man? Like, are you a wing connoisseur? Like, did it hurt your heart when I told you that wings were short in America and the price is ridiculous?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, every time, yo. I used to go give me a 3-piece with some fries out me and some iced tea, man. Man, I'm hurt. Ain't hiking the prices on that. What I'm gonna get now, other than the wings now? What is it? What they selling, thighs now? What else are they selling?
Well, that was the famous thing. Rick Ross went from, since there's a wing shortage and Wingstop can't, like, sell wings, now they're doing thigh stop. So they're selling chicken thighs.
I like chicken thighs.
So.
And meteor.
That's what she said. All right. Well, good to have you on as always, New York, New York. And we're going to bring Blur back in again since his line was kind of messed up. Blur, welcome to the offer, my brother. How you holding up? Blur, you got us on mute? Did Blur, where the hell did Blur go?
Yeah, I'm right here, man. I'm back in here. Got a lot of background noise.
Me?
Uh-oh. All right, well, if you can't talk tonight, I understand. It sounds like you got some things going on back there. I won't get you in trouble now, so,
ain't no trouble. I'm good, man. I just couldn't hear what you were saying because there's background noise here.
I'm good.
I mean, if y'all have to finish your conversation, don't let us interrupt you. But as always, welcome to the off-rip, man. Are you affected by the wing shortage?
Yeah, man. I kind of knew about it. Again, I knew about the wing stop turning to thigh stop. And my lunch spot out here is, I guess it's a chicken place. I don't know. But they got a chicken special. It used to be 7 wings for $5 on Wednesdays. And it was like 7 wings for something else on another day. Nah, they cut that out real quick. No more Wing Wednesdays around here. They left that one.
Yeah, it's crazy. My mom just bought me. Shout out to Mom Duke. She's an avid listener and faithful listener. She just bought me 2 packs of chicken wings just because she found them, man. And it's still $35 for 2 packs of chicken wings. It's just crazy. Like, you know, you're talking about $20, almost $20 a pack for chicken. That's a little bit
prices.
Yeah. And, like, not even Colombian breast prices. Was that a good joke? You didn't let my joke sit. Colombian breast prices, I guess they're like butts now. But back when women used to get the fake, remember when fake tits was a thing? Now it's fake asses. Like, we've come along. What's next? Fake vaginas?
And fake asses. Fake asses is old news now, man. I mean,
so what
the whole body done? You just order it off a menu like McDonald's. Yo, let me get the number 4.
Was Drake the first dude to get his body done? Because then he get, like, added abs.
What?
Y'all never heard that? Like, Drake got, like, ab work done?
I don't know how true that is, but, I mean, Kanye admitted to liposuction. Same thing, apparently, Drake allegedly did anyone who got liposuction or whatever. I don't think either one of them would have been the first to do it. I'm pretty sure Captain, I mean, I hate to say it, but I would say some homosexual cats probably was doing it way before them, I would assume, but I'm pretty sure dudes,
I mean,
dudes, you know, they're getting their body done.
I mean, dudes is getting their dicks chopped off for vaginas.
That's
so,
not the same.
What's the difference? It's
still soft. It's a difference that I want to be smaller and I just want to.
What's the difference? I don't get the difference. You want a different part of body. You can pay for it. I'm not against it. If I had the money, yo, I'd get skinny. I've been trying to get skinny all my life. I've been skinny since I was 8 years old. Let me have about $50,000. It's just all I got to do is go to sleep and somebody going to cut all this off and give me some abs. And I just wake up and I'm just sore for about a week. You know how many surgeries I had? That ain't nothing. Keloid what? I don't keloid. I mean, I got a brain. That's because somebody drunk took a hanger, dipped it in alcohol, and stuck it on my arm for 10 minutes. That's not a natural keloid. That's just being an idiot. That's just like a fifth-degree burn. I think anyone's going to keloid.
Whatever. Opposition. But, yeah.
We're not going to fight tonight.
It's not the same. And my answer to your question is whatever men be obsessing about that makes women feel like they need to get bigger is what's going to be the next thing people going to have surgery on.
So you blaming men for women being insecure,
yes,
and buying body parts?
Yeah.
Have some self-responsibility. It's y'all fault if y'all want to go buy them.
I didn't say it's insecurity. But
what else would it be?
Attention.
From a man? That's y'all fault.
Whoever.
Look, it ain't men's fault if women are going to do it.
I'm not blaming anyone.
You just said it was men.
The answer is whatever y'all be assessing, that's what's going to be bigger. That's what's going to be surgery.
Look, sir makes a lot of this thing about ass since the early 90s. They just started getting their ass done. It's got nothing to do with men.
No, they've been getting
butts done?
People were dying because they were getting the fix-a-flat. And all that stuff.
But that was like early 2000s. Sarah Mixico Live was talking about asses in like 91.
The technology catching up with it. But yeah, people have been trying to get their ass done probably for about just as long. I ain't going to say it's just because of men, but yeah, I think people always want to fix what they're insecure about. You ain't got no titties? Get some titties. You got a flat ass? You want an ass? I mean, you got a big stomach? You want to get skinny? Hey, cut this out. So yeah, I think the technology has got to the point where it's cheaper and more doctors are able to do it. But I'm pretty sure for a while when it was only in Brazil, like stuff like that, cats was out there trying to get to Brazil to get it done.
Look, I ain't knocking nobody. I support it. If you, I mean, I don't see, like, because ain't that how Kanye West's mom died? She was trying to get plastic surgery? And she old, yo. Who was smoking her boots that she wanted to get plastic surgery at like 50? Like, if my mom wanted to get plastic surgery. Huh?
Delonte West.
Delonte West? That's a shame. Delonte West wasn't messing with Kanye West's mom, was he?
Nah, of course not. But if he was going to mess with LeBron's mom, I'm pretty sure he would have got with Kanye's mom, too.
Oh, okay. I knew he was messing with somebody's mom. I just couldn't remember the story. Pull the rock. Hey, don't lose no needles in here again. But yeah, man, that's I mean, it's crazy, man. Again, I don't knock it, but I just don't understand why. But we
women that are older. I don't need a facelift now, but I'm telling you, if I feel like I'm starting looking old, I'm paying for it. I'm getting one. Because I feel like having a fake looking face.
Well, don't. Well, see, and that's bullshit. Because you can't blame men in one instant and say that it's whatever men obsess over is what women are going to do, and then say you're going to get a face up when you get old. Because I don't obsess over your face.
Everyone obsesses over faces. It's not just
me. I don't obsess over your face.
I'm not doing that.
So what man is obsessing over your face that you want to get a face with? Because you just said whatever men obsess over. See, this is why DJ, she sounds mad, like, she's poking holes in her story, and she's been drinking for about an hour, and she gets irritated.
I don't know if you're poking holes, though, man. I'm gonna have to be co-defense over here with DJ, she's siren, because people, like, society in general, man, have gotten, I mean, ageism is a thing, man. Old people are looked down upon, and especially women, when they get past a certain age, it's like, yeah, they're not good for nothing. So, yeah, like, what's the life... The thing with the injections and stuff, like, that's been going on for a while just because, you know, people didn't want to get old. So if men kind of run society and society looks down on being old, then, yeah, it's bigger than just men at this point. But as a whole, nobody wants to look old because, you know, it's not a good look to look old.
How can you say if men run society, that yeah, and then it's bigger than men in the same sense? Either you're blaming men or you're not. What side of the argument are you taking?
Well, if men run society, you can't just say, because at some point it's a systemic thing. I can't say systemic right now. It's a systemic thing. It's not just any one group. It's just the way we are as a people. Now, who's responsible for making us that way as a people? I mean, you can easily point to men because, you know, men love fucking old women.
I disagree. Women do this shit just for themselves. Men ain't telling women to put these long-ass eyelashes on their face. That ain't a man thing. That's women trying to impress the other women.
I'm not really impressed. And I like fake eyelashes. But sometimes it's just too much of a good thing.
DJ C-Siren wants this Filipino woman to take a torch to her eyebrows. And
it's
nice. And I just keep telling her,
it's a blade.
If she can't close her eyes at night, I don't want to hear no complaints. Like, you're going to stay on the couch because I'm still going to go to sleep good.
She's not going to take my eyes out.
I don't know.
My eyelids.
She might. So I disagree, but I don't think men care about. They know women going to get old. Look, men don't care if a woman is old or young. They're going to like the next woman. Would you say, Blair? You went out.
When they get old, we're going to stop fucking with them. It's like it was a whole TV show and everything. Like the first black chick, whatever, ran for president and everything. It was like the women's rights movement. Her chick, her husband died or whatever, she was trying to get with a dude. And they were like, nah, she's too old for him. And they're like, yo, she's only like half his age. He's like, yeah, she's still too old for him. He needs somebody younger. He's not fucking with somebody who's half his age because she's too old, mid-30s, to have kids or whatever. So, yeah, that's like, I mean, and again, it probably does go back to a nature thing, but after a certain age, women are looked at as not being useful anymore. So women don't want to look of a certain age.
I disagree. Hillary Clinton just ran for president, and she's old and dusted. She must be looked at for being good for something. She almost won the presidency.
I don't see the correlation because she still ran for president when she didn't win. But one of the big things about what she did was her age. Like, we ain't gonna act like ageism wasn't a thing or isn't a thing because it absolutely is. And ain't nobody trying to go to Hillary Clinton to bear their children. Ain't nobody like, yo, let me get with Hillary, man. We about to start this family. We're raising me a dynasty.
What guy talks about getting with women just to have a family? Dudes have been fucking without condoms for decades and try repeatedly not to have a family. Nobody's worried about
Now we gotta get into it. Why do you think, like, this is a whole nature thing where they're like, yo, women with bigger hips or wider hips are more desirable. Like, why do women trying to make their hips look wider, their ass look bigger? Because if you have wider hips or bigger hips, you look like those child-bearing hips. You're more likely to bear children.
No, it's not. It's not about having children. Men do not look at a woman's hips. We look at the ass. I'm a man. I'm sexually attracted to women. I ain't never said, look at them hips. You know what I said? Look at that ass. And it's not because her big ass makes me think of having a kid. Her big ass makes me think of busting the nut all on the back of her booty. And hopefully pull-out game is strong so she don't have my baby, or at least hopefully I don't live in Texas where they're going to force her to have my baby.
I hesitate to say this, but I think Blair's right.
Oh, my God. Well, then I know you're crazy if you think Blair's right. He's talking two different things.
I don't know what two different things he's talking about, but I'm just agreeing. I feel like, I mean, that is unfortunate. There's an unconscious, it's just, in our DNA as humans.
That's just major stuff, huh?
No, it's not. It's science. Do not.
I did not pick you because, well, part of it was having a child, so I can't lie about that, because I knew you wasn't. I thought you weren't crazy. If only I knew.
I'm not.
But.
Don't say that.
But I didn't look. I didn't choose. I didn't choose the women I were with because I thought, oh, they would.
It's subconscious. It's not conscious. So the definition...
I can make anything of the unconscious, then. I can just say anything is unconscious.
There have been double-blinded studies about such things.
How do you be double-blind and look at a woman for their hips for birth? You can't be blind, then.
Man, you're bugging right now. Are you sure you don't want to raise your sipping?
Look, okay, in New York, am I bugging? Do you look at a woman and ever say...
No, you don't. It's
can I
time.
Finish my question, New York? I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to New York.
I know who you're talking to.
And I'm acting in objective...
You don't have to mansplain who you're talking to. Clearly, you said his name. I know who you're talking to.
I'm asking an objective question. New York, have you ever looked at a woman and said, damn, she looked like she could have mad kids, and that's why I want to get with her?
Nope. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. I'm about to escape my 20s. I'm about to escape my 20s without a kid for that reason alone. Mm-mm. Nope.
Do you?
In addition to, like, scientific studies, this is seen throughout nature. You know, human ain't only one who fuck. This is all done throughout nature. The female who looks like it's going to have who's going to produce the most kids or the most children are the ones who the males want to mate with. The males
not
who look like they're going
true.
To produce the strongest offspring are the ones that the females want to mate with. This is done in not every animal kingdom around the world.
Not true.
It is true.
Why? So then why was Playboy, no offense, white people, I love you, I know you out there listening to me. So why was all these Playboy and all these popular magazines promoting skinny white girls with no ass and no tits as the most beautiful women on the planet? And men were
both. You're wrong. You're wrong. Go back to even in Playboy.
Go
it was
back
chick.
To white women.
Well, that's well, poor people want to have more babies than anybody.
I'm
they ain't got nothing to do.
About
you said Latinos. They were poor like us.
They're not all
poor. Well, you don't count Latinos as black.
Even when skinny white women were idolized by media, that's only because, you know, white women are just, you know, less curvier. Even then, the chick who worked with the XFL, used to be a playmate, was like, hey, y'all all focus on the breast. What's wrong with a nice heart-shaped ass? That's what men really want. This is from a playmate. A nice, round, heart-shaped ass.
I think you're making stuff up, but I got a new caller in the line, and I think I'm going to get in trouble because this is my older cousin. I'm going to just call you Jersey Cuz. Welcome to the offering, Cuz. How you doing tonight? Are you on mute?
I'll send
yes,
you
I
text.
Was on mute.
Oh, what's happening there, Jersey Cuz? How you doing tonight?
I'm well. And yourself? I'm just catching up.
I'm doing good. Are you calling to yell at me?
No, I'm just listening in. That's why I was on mute. But
oh, okay. Mercy. Well, look, if you want to jump into the conversation, I mean, you can always put yourself back on mute. But if you want to jump into the conversation, you're more than welcome. We're discussing if women get plastic surgery because men think they're more attractive to have kids. Go ahead.
And you are feeling and changing our argument. I feel like I'm coming to like it's definitely you're definitely trying to mind fuck people right now. That is not true. You're trying to like compound this where it doesn't make sense. I don't appreciate it, Beach Bum. Stop it.
It doesn't make sense. I think all of y'all are crazy. Just because the model woman was who's that white lady drinking the Pepsi commercial without Cindy Crawford? Is that the right name? She didn't have big ass and big breasts, but they looked at her like she was the most beautiful thing walking. She wasn't like the model
about age. She was young.
Well, we're talking about plastic surgery and why women are getting these enhancements. Because y'all are saying that it's the nature.
But
this is nature. Y'all said for hundreds of years. So if they were promoting these skinny.
We're talking about young, looking young.
So now it's not the hips. Now it's the face.
Well, I mean, we're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all keep changing your argument. That's why it doesn't make sense. Because y'all, I can't pin y'all down on one thing. I think women get these enhancements for other women.
No.
Men have been sleeping with women. It don't matter what they look like. You just give us a hint of interest and we'll sleep with y'all.
I mean, it's
literally
a certain body shape, too, that you want.
That's not true, or no skinny woman would have kids.
Stop it. You're still making it a fault. I'm saying having the opposite sex be attracted to it is part of it, but that's not all. And sometimes that's not even any of it. Okay?
And let's not act like we're not talking about hierarchy. Just because the voluptuous Coke bottle-shaped woman gets the looks first, every dude ain't going to get that. So they're going to settle for what they can get. We talked about this on here before. Are you going to sit at the club trying to get at the dime the whole night, or are you going to get you a six and go home and be happy?
But that's where my...
So sometimes that six is a four.
Hold on. Go ahead, New York, and then DJ C-Sire.
No, I was just going to say sometimes that six is a four because if you add in the alcohol in that equation, your judgment ain't too good at that point.
TJ, you're sorry?
I was going to say, and I think your perspective is skewed too. What they consider to be curvy was Cindy Crawford. What Americans, yes, exactly. You, that's right. Your perspective is not theirs. What they can, she was not thin, at least, compared to an actual
Madonna?
Moss.
A Madonna?
And Madonna was never in there.
She was a sex icon.
Let's talk about models. Let's not talk about
I'm just trying to think of famous white people. I only know a couple.
Like, so a Kate Moss would be someone.
I don't know who that is.
Who, I know, you know. But
look at Tom Brady's wife. She's white. She's skinny. She ain't sexy.
She's skinny.
She ain't curvy. And she was considered one of the most beautiful women in the world, right?
They consider her curvy.
Who's they?
White people.
No. You can't look at a thick Coke bottle shaped woman as Blair described, and then look at.
This means that you are.
What is Tom Brady's wife? I don't want to second grade her to just Tom Brady's wife. Yeah, Giselle Bundchen. You can't look at a woman.
She's like Colombian. They thought she. Yes, she is.
She's not curvy.
Compared to
Beyonce, she ain't curvy.
You compared it to the wrong person.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you think? But if we're all saying that hips and curviness are the key
to how about that?
Who? Beyonce?
Look, generally, if you have breasts, you're curvy. You can have a flat ass and have breasts, and they say you're curvy.
I've dated one with big breasts and flat.
They say you're curvy.
That she wasn't curvy. I was able to stuff all types of stuff in her back pockets when we snuck in a cage. It was great for a decade. Oh, man, I probably just gave it away. I'm sorry. Shout out to her. Yeah, you good people. I know you listen to the show. But I just don't. I think y'all change your arguments. But shout out to all the curvy women out there. And all of you women out there who think might get plastic surgery, get it because you want to get it, not because a man or a woman or a man who used to be a woman or a woman who used to be a man told you to do so. Do it for yourself.
Anyone that's getting plastic surgery, just think about a peep. When are you having the surgery done, and how long will it last until you need to get a redo? It's very important to know, especially when it comes to these, like, body parts that you really have to, like, sit on. I mean, you know, having to redo your butt in 5 years is kind of rough.
Look, I can get it if you have breast cancer.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm not knocking people who do this stuff. But just don't blame men. That was my whole thing. It ain't men's fault.
Blaming? It's not about blame. It's just about...
I messed up.
I mean, it's not about blame. I don't like using that word. It's just about what...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. About, I don't know what the correct... It's still a response from them, even though I'm not going to say it's blaming them. You still get probably a different response. If you did not have a butt, and then you come out with one, I'm pretty sure there is a different response to, from men. Women, too, I guess.
Okay.
If you,
how the hell did we get on this?
If you are a cup and you come back with these, double these, there's going to be a different response.
Don't complain about your back hurt.
Well, yeah.
Shout out to titties.
Yeah, that's bad for your back.
Oh, man. All right, well, I guess I don't know how we got on that. I don't know how we got on that. But, all right, I mean, that's it for that. DJ C-Sign, anything you specific you want to talk about tonight?
No, that was something, but come back.
All right. New York, anything specific you want to talk about tonight?
Oh, nah, I'm ready for the conversation.
Okay. Jersey Cuz, if you want to take yourself off me, let us know if there's a topic that you want to discuss tonight. If you just want to listen, it's cool.
I'm listening. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, feel free to jump in whenever. Blur, anything okay. You want to discuss tonight?
Yeah, I got a lot to discuss, but first and foremost, I want to amend my Kanye rating. I don't know, was it last week or the week before? I think it was last week. I gave it 1 mic, 1 out of 5. You know, I think I got to up that to 2.5 mics. Listen to it more.
Right.
I still don't like it. But no, I still don't like it. As a matter of fact, I don't know if anyone's ever done this before. I've actually yelled at my phone when listening to this Kanye album. I was cutting my grass again, listening to it, and I was like, yo, shut up. And I got mad. It is my phone. I could change the track whenever I wanted to, but it was in my pocket. And he was doing, I don't even know what the song it was, but he was doing that same thing, kept repeating the same thing over and over, and I'm cutting the grass like, yo, shut up. I got mad. I have never had that kind of reaction listening to an album before. But
now was you?
Yes, I think it was them actually who brought it up last. Week talking about the beats was nice, and I did appreciate the beats more this time, or this more recent go around. Where I'm like, all right, the beats is nice, and as soon as he start rapping, and not even just him, some of the other ones. I want to say maybe it's a little baby feature or whatever. Whoever it was, and they got the whiny voice. I'm like, nah, man, let me skip this. And I remember just like nodding my head to the song, and as soon as the vocal come on, I'm like, no, I gotta skip it. But because the beats was nice, and I said it was only 4 hot verses on the entire album, it may be like 5 or 6. So I want to go up from 1 to 2, maybe 2.5 mics.
Now,
and that might, I still feel like that might be doing too nice, because it's not halfway to a classic. And 2.5 mics sounds like it's too close to 5 mics for this, but One might have been being a little bit too harsh. It's more than one mic.
I just want to know if you were yelling at your phone because he was repeating his dead mother's name. Would you tell him to shut up because he was repeating
Not on the Donda chat. Not on the Donda chat, because you know, I'll skip right over that one right away. That got one listen for me. I heard that one time, and I was like, what is it? No, I'm not going back. No. Matter of fact, I should try to see if I can delete that from my phone, although it never plays again. But
yeah,
it was one of the other ones, one of the other choir songs, the collection plate song, where they just repeating the same thing over and over while the collection plate's going around.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he got like two or three songs like that back to back, where he just repeats the same, the choir just repeating the same thing over and over. And I don't even know if it has any lyrics to the song, but yeah, I got upset.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're appreciating more. Now, Drake dropped a new album. Did we talk about Drake's album last week? Because I think it came out Friday. So, you know, the much-anticipated Drake album, Certified Lover Boy, which I think is just a horrible name for an album.
Good for Drake. It sounds like a Drake album.
Cats is getting hearts put in their fades. Y'all,
generation.
Thank God none of my friends got their kids who went to school and put a heart in their head for their back to school picks. And we will get to the fact I hate y'all back to school picks in a little bit. But Blur, so did you listen to the Drake album? What'd you think?
I didn't listen to it. Not impressed. Bored. So I do think, not to compare it right off the bat, but I do think Donda was probably better than Drake joint, but I didn't get mad at the Drake album, which is hard. Like, I got mad at the Kanye album. I didn't get mad at the Drake album. I was just bored with it. I guess that's the only way I could put it. I was just bored. I was like, I didn't like, but maybe like two or three songs on it, and that might be a stretch because I'm Too Sexy. I didn't really like the song, but it was like, okay, I see. This is like a mock. This is a spoof song or whatever, like a Weird Al Yankovic type joint. So, but nah, I didn't like it. I mean, I was bored. Couldn't wait for it to be over. And so that's why I think I have to give Kanye 2.5 mics, because it was better than this. And this was, I guess, like 1.5 to 2. Yeah, but nah, not impressed. Not at all.
DJ C. Siren, what you think of the new Drake album? Have you got a chance to listen to it all the way through? I know I played a little bit of it for you.
Oh, no, not really. I haven't really listened to enough of it to make an opinion. But don't ever disrespect Weird Al Yankovic like that. He is entertaining. But what's the album? What's the Drake album with Marvin's Room?
That is Take Care, I believe.
Take Care. So you're just talking about it being boring, and that's kind of what people were saying. But that Take Care was kind of boring too.
And that's considered his classic.
Right. So that's in the vein of, I mean, and not saying it was bad, it's just kind of slow and, you know, it's a mood album for certain people who want to be in a certain kind of mood. And
they want to cry?
Yeah.
What kind of mood?
That's a great album. So, you know, perhaps that's what he's doing with Certified Lover Boy. But like I said, I really haven't listened enough to have a true opinion. A couple things I heard I liked. It sounded pretty good. But, like, again, I don't know about, you know,
boring. Okay. New York, New York. What you got? You listen to it?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I just, when it comes to Drake, I just expect Drake to do what Drake does. You know what I mean? Drake does what he does. I think he stays in his own lane. He's comfortable in that lane. There's no reason for him to switch it up. I mean, compared to the Kanye album, I do appreciate artists that take risk more and try to change up their sound, their output or anything artistically every so when an album comes. But I mean, I don't think it's boring to me. I mean, Drake is Drake. I mean, he's just staying in the lane. He's comfortable doing that.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, just like DJ C. Siren said, I felt like it sounded good. Like, it didn't sound bad, but it's not. Drake's not for me. I think I said that last week when we had a discussion. Drake's not. Like, his albums aren't for me. Of course, I mean, he makes great music, you know, especially for the kids that like, and there's a lot of singles, you know, like my best of Drake mixtape, I think will be fire. Like he's put out enough, you know, music that I enjoy that I can't ever, you know, disrespect how great he is as a musician. And I know not everything's for me. I think it sounds good, but I kind of feel like it doesn't sound as polished as some of his other albums does. And I wonder if that's because, you know, last time we heard Drake, Pusha basically put him on that Summer Jam screen. And it was Pusha who gave the information out that it was Drake's longtime best friend producer, 40, was the one leaking all this information to some girl he was sleeping with. And I wonder if this album doesn't sound as good because Drake and 40 aren't as close as they used to be. Like, I wonder if, and of course, I got no clue, and I don't get anybody's personal business. I don't know if, you know, there's been reports of them or if they've forgiven each other. I don't think Drake even addressed the fact that Pusha went on the Joe Budden show, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and said, yo, it wasn't Kanye who leaked that. It was the producer, his friend and producer. I was waiting to hear that in Drake's music. Maybe I missed it because I'm not a big fan of Drake's music. But I do wonder if there's maybe, and he had that famous line in his album, like, I've been losing friends and gaining peace, which is a hell of a bar, if you think about it. It's pretty crazy. It sounds pretty depressing. But I wonder if that's why this album didn't receive as much fanfare and wasn't received as well as the others, because he's, maybe there's some internal strife there with his longtime producer and fellow music guy, best friend, who, you know, gave out information about his son.
Well, there's, I don't think Jay believes that, though. Like, not in a song, but he kind of addressed it in his, just like a Pusha went on the Joe Budden podcast, Drake went on the Shop with LeBron, and he said, yo, everything I told Kanye is what Pusha was saying. So is it just a coincidence that everything I told Kanye about my situation is what Pusha is saying, and it's also the same thing that 40 happened to be telling some unknown chick who also happened to be sleeping with Pusha or knows somebody who's sleeping with Pusha? Like, I can believe that it was this four-step chain reaction to get to him that he's saying, or I could believe it's coming directly from me to one guy who knows him. Like, and it sounds like Drake actually believed it. Drake believes it came from Kanye.
I mean, I don't know what Drake believes, but I know that if Drake told Kanye that, he probably told 40 that. Because I'm assuming 40 and Drake are closer than Drake and Kanye.
So yeah, it'll come down to, like, likelihood. Is it likely that the dude who's beefing with you told his man, or is it more likely that your producer pillow talked to a chick who pillow talked to another dude she's fucking with who happens to know somebody who's related to Pusha?
It's likely that the man who said, yo, you're sleeping with a porn star, if he says, yo, I got this from your man, not Kanye, now go deal with that, buddy, I kind of believe him. Because, like, he had no reason to say otherwise. It's not going to make the situation any better.
To protect Kanye. That's his man. I'm not going to throw my man under the bus.
It didn't protect Kanye. But it doesn't protect Kanye. It has nothing to do with it. How did it protect Kanye?
If you're going at Kanye,
he said it, and him and Kanye is still beefing. It didn't protect him at all.
Because he didn't believe me. But if you go on at Kanye, and that's my man, I'm like, no, don't even worry about Kanye. Look over here. In fact, Kanye had nothing to do with this. Your man told me. But all the while, Kanye told me, I'm getting a spotlight off my man because I know he told me that in confidence.
But
and now I'm not trying to bring the spotlight
work.
To him. It didn't work, but that don't mean that wasn't the intent.
It didn't work, but that was the intent. Look, when Pusha said, yo, I got the news from a joint, a chick that he was sleeping with, I kind of believe him. I don't know if it's true. It's all speculation on both parts. You could be right. Maybe Pusha's a mastermind thinking, oh, I don't want to get my man beefing with Drake, even though they were already starting to have a little tiff. They were already going back and forth a little bit subliminally. Maybe you're right. but I never known Push to drop any just gossip for no reason in his music career. Not personally. Don't know none of these people personally. Don't care about them personally. Push ain't been that type of artist. So when he went on there and was like, yo, I got this from a chick that 40 was sleeping with. I know a whole lot of dudes who got their nose open because of women. Seems more of a plausible story.
And I'm looking at the credits right now. 40's on a lot of these songs. I just went through a couple right now, and he's on 5 out of 7 that I just scrolled through. So he's on it.
Yeah, they said he mixed it, but a lot of the beats weren't his.
Oh, he got producer credits. I don't really know. I don't know what you got to do to get producer credits, but he got producer credits on a lot of these. Produced.
Maybe he put the same input as he did in the other ones. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to be some music guy. But, you know, I just wonder. I just wonder if that's why it didn't sound well. It's just a theory. I don't know. Anybody got anything left else on the Drake album? No? All right, cool. What else you got, Blur?
I put the thing we talked about last week. NMAX for Money ain't on here. I really thought it was wild, and I thought it was like going to be a throwaway story. Nobody will care about it, but I'm actually seeing it pick up steam. Like other news outlets are picking it up. China banned video online video games for all people under 18. Like, just think about that. Like, you can only play video games for 3 hours total in a week, and it can only be on the weekend.
Now, is that like all that, video games? Is that all video
online.
Games or just online?
Huh? Online games, which I think most games are online nowadays, though. But, I mean, I guess if you got 2K and you're not plugged up, if you're not connected to the internet, you're just playing, I mean, by yourself to get the computer, that's fine. Well, I guess there's no way of tracking that. That's probably the thing, but... Yeah, if you can't play any online video game at all, Monday through Friday, and at the certain time Friday, you get Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday to get your 3 hours total.
Does it say why?
Yeah, because they feel like video games are leading to a decrease in, like, focus and attention span, making kids stupider. And so they want to put a stop to it. They I can't remember the exact article details, but it says, like, yeah, all this online video play is having a negative effect on kids. And because it's having a negative effect on kids, we put an end to it.
Interesting. Now, man, now China is a communist country. They have a real stronghold on their people. They've been accused of violating human rights a lot. What's the easiest way to say this? Is this surprising that China would do something like this? Do you think this is China trying to keep their people oppressed, or does the people in power in China really care about the community and want these kids to not get dumb? Because honestly, I believe them. There's plenty of times where, like, my son will go through the week and he's playing games a whole lot because the weather's been bad, or, like, I've had to do stuff around the house, and he's played on video games for, like, 4 or 5 hours straight, and he just becomes dumb all of a sudden. And I tell him, I'm like, look, man, no more games for a little while, because I just feel like you're getting dumber. You're like, Antonio Brown is killing tonight. So do you think this is a good move by China? You think this is a way of trying to help out their country?
I do think it's a good move. Like, it's not anything new. Like, people in the U.S. have been saying it for a long time. Limit your screen time. Limit your kids' screen time. Not just on video games, but on all screen time. Like, limit it. Especially when it comes to video games, because it is kind of just mindless, repetitive work a lot of times. I do think it's like a massive undertaking to just say no. Like, we're not even going to leave it up to the parents. So it's probably a combination. It's oppressive, but they are doing it because they believe they're helping. Like, yeah, we're not even going to leave it up. We're not even going to let you guys decide how much screen time your kids get. We'll decide for you. So on that part, it's oppressive, but they're saying, like, we know this is bad, so we're just going to nip it in the bud. And the podcast, I listened to the BBC Global podcast, the Chinese reporter was like, you got to look at it as a whole because there's other laws that they put in place as well. And the whole thing is like they're trying to make families, Chinese families, have more kids. And so these are all laws that are kind of geared towards pushing it that way. All right, we're going to make it easier for families who have kids. We're going to make raising kids easier and better. So your kids aren't going to be able to allow to play a video game, so they'll perform better in school. They'll be smarter throughout their adolescence. We're going to make it easier for them to perform better in school because we're not going to have any written tests. So right now in Chinese, there's no written test. Essentially it's going to be like through what we consider middle school, elementary school and middle school, no written test because apparently it's too stressful for kids. So they nip that in the bud too, none of that. And it's all because they're trying to increase the population because, you know, they had to, for the longest time, we only have one kid. And so population is finally starting to catch up to them where the population is dwindling. Because you have all these males and not enough Chinese women for them to mate with and reproduce with. Got to do something about it.
Yeah, what type of soft-ass society are we raising where taking a handwritten test is too stressful? Now, China, their handwritten test might be a little bit different because it might be coming with a sniper gun to the back of your head. I'm sorry, China. I don't want no problems. I'm pretty sure you own my internet. But... How are they gonna monitor this? Like, are they shut?
They put it on the Well, and see, that's the thing. Like, there's always ways around it because I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody here, even if you don't, a VPN where you can mask your network. Like, I know you got the Don't Be Dumb TV, but if you just get a VPN, you can set it to like, oh, you know what? I'm not in China. I'm not in the U.S. I'm using a computer that's in Canada. And so you'll get access to whatever is on the internet in Canada or in China, even though I don't think you would want to say China because they probably have the most restrictive internet, China or North Korea. But there are certain things that are available in other countries that aren't available where you're at. So if you use a VPN, you can get around it. That said, the Chinese government is putting the onus on the games. Like if you go on Minecraft or Fortnite, you have to log in with your government-issued ID. Like, all these Chinese have an ID number. I guess officially through what we have a social security number. And you have to log in. Now, if the gaming company is caught not enforcing that and letting people under 18 log in, they'll get banned from China.
See, and that's my thing. Like, even at that, you know what I mean? What is the penalty if you get caught by using a VPN like that? Especially in an environment like that, if you get caught, like, I don't know how you're going to get caught, but if you say, for instance, you do get caught doing that, yo, that's your ass. You doing football numbers, I'm expecting.
You break the rules.
I don't understand how, like, if I just wanted to log in using my mom's ID, I could. I don't understand how I would get caught unless...
People mess up on the internet all the time. So say you log in under
you
just Julius log in under you. You're over 18. You can play online all you want. But then he goes live or something, or I don't know, he says something recorded where he's like, oh, this, you clearly a kid. So I mean, there's ways to get caught too.
Or your mom's is at work. They already know that she worked this, that, and that in location for this how many hours. And then next thing you know, you log in or under your mom's name. Who's going to be responsible? Who's going to be responsible for that? If you're under 18, your parents is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
So do y'all agree with China doing this? Well, New York. Or let me ask DJC Sean. Let me bring you in. Do you agree with China doing this? Is this... I mean, think about this. China is banning video games for their kids, and we're banning abortions. And we're just on two different levels of things right now. Do you agree with China? And go around. Let me know all y'all thoughts. Like, if y'all agree with it, do you think it's violating human rights? You know, do you think it's as bad as the abortion? Do you think it's completely different? DJ C. Siren, you start. And then go to Blur and then New York.
I guess My thought is, it's not surprising. I mean, I feel like it is a little bit about we want to control or have the last say for our citizens. I mean, it's China. But is it really a bad idea? I don't know how bad it is. I mean, it was a limitation, but I think when they say that they're seeing negative, results from kids being online for that amount of time, and that's why they want to focus on it. So I kind of, that's the other side of it. Like, I can understand that argument. Like, that's pretty valid in terms of it. So, limiting that, I mean, we try and limit our child, maybe not to that degree, but, I mean, it's not too crazy to hear. And to have the government do that, I mean, in China, isn't surprising. So, that's all. All right, Blair.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way, actually, too, because, again, I think we all would agree or all know that, yeah, you want to limit video game time or screen time for kids, but the overreach, don't tell me what to do. But, I mean, I guess that's just American privilege. Like, I mean, sitting there like, no, the government don't tell me what to do. You don't tell me how to raise my kid. If I want my kid to be a mindless zombie, that's on me. I'll make him a mindless zombie. So, yeah, I mean, I understand why, and I agree with the reason why. But to enforce that and go into someone else's home and be like, nah, you can't do this. Nah, fuck you. I mean, I want to say President Biden or Xi Jinping. Fuck you, man, President of China. No, you don't tell me how to raise my kid. But, yeah, you're right. You are right, though. I shouldn't let him be on the computer for 20 hours a day just staring at a blue screen.
All right. I mean, oh, New York, you're up.
I mean, I think I agree with everybody that went before me, to be honest with you. I'm just going to mimic that.
All right. So, all right, cool. Blur, what's your next topic? Blur, you got us on mute?
Oh, my bad. I was saying, yo, this is a Blur topic. I'm with it. So, like, you all remember in Black Panther, the opening scene with Killmonger, how he was in the museum talking like, yo, this ain't yours. How did y'all get it? Y'all looted and stole this from other countries. I'm taking it back. Like, right now, there's a push for museums to give back all the artifacts that aren't from that original country, like, specifically in Britain. Like, there's a charity group that is spending mad money. They're buying up artifacts from, like, private collectors and dealers and other museums, and they're giving them back to the countries where they were taken from. Like, they recently just gave back a bunch of stuff to Ethiopia. And they're, like, they're trying to build relationships and everything and bring back some goodwill and heal old wounds because, like, the British Empire, like, it was like some major battle way back in the day in the 1800s, and the British Empire wiped out like a whole part of Ethiopia almost. And they took like all this ish. And it's just been in British museums for all this time. And like this charity group of all things, I don't know where they're getting the money from. That's what's funny to me. I want to know where they're getting the money from. But apparently it's a charity group, and they're just spending money buying up all these artifacts from museums and private collectors just to give them back to their country they came from. And so, like, it's a big push to, like, try to get this done all over for all museums. Like, France is doing it, but they're only doing it to, like, French colonies. Like, anything that France has that didn't come, like, isn't from, like, French citizens, they're setting up museums in other French colonies. Like, all right, this came from your area. Here go your stuff. But it's still in a French museum.
Is that what they're doing to Haiti? Because I'm pretty sure... The French owes Haiti a whole lot. But I mean, so what's your question? Are you just telling us about the subject? Are you asking our opinion on it?
I'm asking your opinion on it. Like, what y'all think? Do y'all think, like, museums should museums get their shit back? Like, that's essentially where I'm at. I'm like, all right, we won. We took it. It's ours now. I mean, at the same time, though, I want people to have their shit back.
Yeah, I think everybody should get their shit back because if just like Britain, just like America, if you go to other countries and you start taking stuff, but you claim God and thou shalt not steal, one of the first Ten Commandments, nah, man, get that shit back. There's no way that I understand how it was back in the day, the spoils of war. Things come before. You can't claim to be a loving, caring country, and because your ancestors stole something, and you not try to at least give it back if you can. That's like saying, yo, my grandfather stole your grandfather's Rolex, and they both dead, and I know that he stole it from you. Like, I should give it back to you. Give it back to your grandson, just because I knew it wasn't mine. Just because they didn't live right doesn't mean we can't, if we claim to be good Christians. Now, if you claim to be an atheist and you don't give a fuck about doing good things and being a good person, then, yeah, I mean, I guess not. Don't give it back. That's just between you. But I like to be a good human being. I crack a lot of jokes, talk a lot of shit, but I like to be a good human being to people. And if I stole something from somebody, I would want to give it back. Now, look, I've stolen things drunk, and I've tried to go back and pay for them, and they just laugh. So I'm not acting like I'm perfect and like I ain't never took something that didn't belong to me, because that's not true. And not even every time I've tried to make it right. But, you know, if I had the chance, then I would try to make it right, because I feel like I'm trying to be a good person. So in the case of these museums, you're fucking right they should give this shit back. Now, it sucks because you might give it back to the wrong person. They might just fuck around and sell it to somebody else for some money. But at least you
did your part. That was actually where I was going to go with it, too. Giving it back to Ethiopia, like, I'm being ignorant on it because I don't know. Do Ethiopia have museums that can protect this stuff? Like, can they keep it? Like, apparently...
Because Ethiopia's one got all them kids with the flies on it, and that's it, yo.
I'm pretty sure they got buildings. But how's the infrastructure is what I'm saying. Like, is these buildings, like, I mean, do they got the airtight joints like in National Treasure? Or is it just,
man.
They have a chest that supposedly held the Ten Commandments and, like, 11 tablets that supposedly represent the Ark of the Covenant, like some real Indiana Jones type shit. And they have this. And this is that's the big thing that the charity is trying to get a hold of and give back to whoever it belongs to. Who do the Ten Commandments belong to?
Jesus.
Like, where do you give that to? And whoever you give it to, they better be able to. And the Britain Museum is like, yo, we have these things. We don't even put them on display because they're that rare. Like, we don't even let people see them. So we're just going to give it back to a country in Africa in the hope that they preserve it?
And if they don't, it's theirs. They have every right to do what they want. And they say, yo, this wasn't even a white Jesus. He was black. There wasn't even no white people in the Bible. So we getting rid of all this because y'all keep using this to enslave people. DJ Susan, jump in.
I mean... We also have to see, like, how they obtained it, too, especially when you're talking about any artifacts that are, like, biblical in nature and stuff. I mean, this has come to the forefront because of the owners of Hobby Lobby. So a lot of them have paid off. I mean, and most of those artifacts were found in Iran, Palestine, like, so Middle Eastern countries that, you know, are war-torn. So they were able to pay enough people off to steal a lot of artifacts so that they can pay for it and put in Bible museums for Christians. So like, the owners of Hobby Lobby paid a lot of money to try and steal a lot of these artifacts that are supposed to be in, like, the Bible museums.
They paid for Texas not to have abortion.
Oh, yeah, they did. So we returned them. We returned them to Turkey, to Iran, to Palestine, like the places.
Don't return nothing to Russia.
Yeah, nothing important to Russia. other than the eggs.
Do have all the preserved eggs, and they got the Siberian tigers.
Catherine the Great, her eggs. Anyway, So yeah, so you know, it's like you said, you are assuming that you're going to take care of it better than the other people. I mean, I understand that concern, but does that mean? I mean, but you're part of the problem because you stole it in the first place or got it by undoubted means. So it's not your decision.
Yeah, it's a simple discussion. If it's yours, no, give it back. New York, New York, what you got?
Yeah, I keep it short, simple, and sweet. I mean, like you said, if it's not yours, give it back. But I don't think nobody should pay for them to get it back. You know what I mean, they should just willingly give it back to the country that whatever they took it from.
Now,
at
from
the
New
end
York,
of the day,
you know,
I mean, if you paying for it to get it back, that's still robbery, yo.
I'm just surprised you feel this way. You from New York. Y'all known for robbing people and not giving their stuff back.
Yeah, especially for Brownsville, too. Especially from Brownsville, too. Look, I did the same thing, y'all be. Probably was back in my young days, y'all be. I took some, and I at the end of the day, y'all be, when I was, like, 12, I took my younger cousin's Beyblade from him, y'all be, and I paid for him to get it back, y'all be. I feel bad about it. But, yeah, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right at all.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
I really thought that was the game. I thought that was you steal somebody's stuff, then you sell it back to them. I thought that's how the game went.
Yeah, but that's like, you think about it now, at my age right now, you think that's wrong. That's wrong. They spent their hard-earned money to pay for it, you know what I mean? And then you take it from them, and then you sell it back to them at a higher price than what they already bought it for. Oh, that's morally wrong. That's morally wrong. I ain't even going to hold you. That's crazy.
All right. So I guess that's all museums. Yeah, I mean, give people their shit back, man, and let them do whatever they feel they need to do with it. And then you just have to deal with it. DJ, sorry, you got something else you want to add? You like, you got a thought?
I'm just trying to think of the daggone Russian eggs. What are they called?
Oh, the Russian eggs. I don't know. I mean, okay, so how do we feel then about in construction, if we feel that way about museums, how do we feel about the land taken from slave owners that they paid for in America during Reconstruction when the slaves were free? Do we feel like that land should be given back to those slave owners? I know it's a touchy subject because a lot of us are black on here, but if we're taking that same argument that if you took something that someone else owned from them, we need to give it back. Do we need to give these landowners back their land? Blur, I'll let you go.
Without having complete understanding of that process, I mean, I'm pretty sure some people were for it, some people were against it, but I'm going to go with fruit from the poisonous tree. Like, you got this land and were able to maintain it because you own slaves. So, yeah, nah, the slaves get to have this part of it because you were only able to have it and maintain it because you had slaves. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure exactly how that works, but I think, I mean, just my first thought is like, yeah, you had this land, you had these acres and acres, but you could only do it because you had slaves, you had all this free labor. So now if you're telling me, hey, you know what, I had the Cheerios, like, and the slaves didn't even work on the Cheerios. I was selling Cheerios, and they paid for all this land. Then, all right, I can understand that, but more than likely you was picking cotton, and this was a cotton field. So, nah, this ain't your land no more.
DJ Cesar? You still thinking about eggs. New York, New York?
I got to agree with Blair. I got to agree with Blair. Yeah, I definitely got to agree with Blair. Because how else would they be able to maintain it?
Well, that's a qualifying factor. Now you're talking about maintaining. I'm just talking about they paid for the land. It was theirs. What they did with it is on them. And look, I'm not here to advocate slave owners because I say fuck them. They should all die. I don't think they should have nothing. I think all their families should forego their fortune. You're talking about owning human beings and you believe in Jesus Christ. They can all suck my dick, right? But I'm just talking about in principle, right? I'm just talking about in just the principle of if you own something, no matter what the rules were, we can't help what the rules were when we were slaves. The rules were you paid for this land, it was yours. No matter how you, what you did with it had nothing to do with anything. You owned the land. And then the government took it from you because. Go ahead, New York.
No, well, now I want you to finish your point before I jump in. I ain't mean to cut you off.
Well, I mean, the government took it from you basically during Reconstruction, just basically. Now talking about it, you can kind of see why, because, like, you used to see it from the government. So, you know what I mean? Like, we tried to get the fuck out of here, and we went to war over it. So now we're taking it, the spoils of war. But we took your land, just like we took these artifacts. It's the spoils of war. Should we give it back like we give the artifacts back? Go ahead, DJC. Sorry, as you eat your fake cheese that's from the moon that doesn't need to be refrigerated.
It's from cows. But if we really know the history, Reconstruction was only a very limited time.
That's true.
And if we look at the land that they did take from these white landowners because of them losing the Civil War, most of that land was taken back from the black people or the freed slaves, and are now back into the hands of white owners. So,
yeah,
because
Jim Crow laws, they made it hard for them to own property, mm-hmm. and they put different type of rules in to, you know, even for them to be able to pay the taxes
so
on the property.
That gives us the question, like, so really, yeah, that was the initial thing that happened, right, you know, during Reconstruction, but did these people really suffer a long term? Because it's not.
No, I mean, white people haven't suffered until Eminem came and started talking about how white people were drugging.
So I just don't think it's a valid. It's
and
not
now
even,
meth. Now white people suffering with meth.
It's
how we gotta get the Michael K. Williams stuff.
It's just not a valid point. I don't think to discuss today. If we discussed it 5 years after the Civil War, maybe. But now, no, because they were able to figure out ways to get your land back, get money from it, and to still benefit from government laws. So,
I mean, I agree. Like, I'll never, if you own another human, I'll never. Go ahead, DJ. Sorry.
Fabergé eggs.
Fabergé eggs. Ain't that what they stole in Ocean's 12?
Perhaps. I don't
Ocean's
know.
11, Ocean's 12 was a terrible one. I think that was the... What was the Fabergé egg? What was that movie?
I don't know, but it was Russian, and that's the one thing that's worthwhile.
I'm not a big fan of art. I do like Banksy. Banksy's pretty dope. Ain't that where everybody was getting upset with Jay-Z and Beyonce taking a picture? No, that was the Basquiat.
Yeah, that was the... In the loop. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't understand how art gets so. I'm gonna shout out to my cousin. Just found out I had a Lola. She's famous. I don't get it. They look nice pictures. They're well focused. I just don't understand art.
Yeah, that's all right. It's just not part of your thing.
Banksy's dope though. I follow Banksy on Instagram. He's dope.
Beyonce just wore the Hope diamond.
Yeah, why is that important? So she wore a big-ass diamond around her neck? I thought that's what she dances in all the time. That's why I don't understand life. I think I've
I
been...
I mean, the Hope diamond... Well, I wouldn't wear it because it's supposed to be cursed, one. But two, she's just the only black person
is
ever
that why
wore
Jay
it.
Cheated on him?
Hmm? Well, this is happy after, so I don't know. We saw the Hope diamond. It was in Smithsonian National Museum.
Yeah, it just looked like an ugly-ass, big-ass necklace.
It's a big-ass yellow diamond, yeah. But it's big. It's like the biggest diamond in the world.
So she wore it. So what?
They let black people touch a diamond. A big diamond. That white people own.
Who owns it, though? It's a good question. I mean, it's a random conversation. All right, man. So, I mean, that's it on that. Blur, it's your show tonight, man.
I got a question before you move on.
All right, go ahead, New York.
No, it probably is already answered. I just got to ask for my own clarification. So if what if the slaves built the house? Does that change the narrative, or it's still
whoever built your house don't own it. The slaves built the white house.
You got paid for it. You're right.
I mean, they didn't get paid. Maybe the families who built the White House are owed money for, you know, that labor, but, you know, think about the people who built our houses. They don't own our houses.
Well, the difference is the people who built the houses were paid, and this is, like, essentially you're profiting from a crime. And, again, it wasn't a crime then, so I can understand that, but what we're saying now, like, you're morally, this was a crime, and you should have known better, So, nah, you don't get to keep the gains that you earn from this crime. Like, we don't let people who rob banks keep the money.
I mean, should we give America back? I mean, they went to war over taxes. And Bezos don't even pay taxes. Like, they stole America from Britain. Should we give Britain America back? Because us going
wait, we are America, though. We can't steal ourselves. We just said, fuck y'all. We don't fuck with y'all no more. I mean, we can't steal ourselves. We just like, nah, we good over here. Leave us alone.
New York, is that all you had?
Yeah, that's the question I had.
All right, Blur, it's your show. What else you got, bro?
Oh,
what? I've
been wanting to get to this for a couple of weeks, and I kind of hope we have more females on for this one, but I don't think we ever talked about OnlyFans, or remind me if we did, OnlyFans getting rid of the X-rated content. And
let's save that. Let me call some of my homegirls. We're going to get them on next week. We'll save that because I do want to talk about girls selling their pussy on the internet. And then blaming men for having to get facials and big breasts. Like, I don't see the correlation. Look, DJ, she said, yo, that'd be from upstairs. So let's save that OnlyFans for when we can have some of the beautiful women come join us so we can get their opinion. Anytime we talk about heavy men versus women conversations, I always like to have to make sure I have a multiple women represented. So let's save that one. What else you got on your list, Blur?
Yo, Mexico is allowing abortions. Well, let me put it there is no longer, they decriminalized abortions, so it's no longer a crime to get an abortion or to perform an abortion. Essentially, it's the same thing I was saying they're now allowing it. Do you think this helps or hurts the Texas ban, because Texas being so close to Mexico, the Texas law?
I mean, I'll go first. I don't think it does either. I mean, I think it gives women, I think it's definitely going to, as sad as it sounds, it's going to bring money into Mexico because it's going to be easy. I mean, it just depends on what part of Texas you're in. Texas is so big, you know, a lot of it runs along the Mexican border, but a lot of it doesn't. You know, Texas is huge. They will get there'll be a lot of women who say, yo, I'm going to Cancun for a week, and they're really going to go get an abortion. It's going to bring money into the Mexican government and Mexican economy. I don't know. I mean, I guess women are getting fake asses in Colombia, so what's wrong with an abortion in Mexico? I guess I still have the whole, I guess that's that American bias that, yeah, I don't know if I would trust a doctor in another country, but I'm pretty sure they're just as well-trained as ours to a certain extent. But, I mean, I don't understand the abortion ban to begin with. We talked about this before. I don't like hearing people getting abortions. As someone who's paid for one, I'm not going to be a hypocrite and act like I wasn't in that position. I didn't want to get the abortion. It was her body. She told me this is what she was going to do because she knew I wasn't going to be shit. So I had to respect that, and I had to come up with the money and pay for it. I didn't want it, but I had to do what I had to do. If you think God's going to kill someone because of it, then let God figure that out. If you say, hey, it's murder, we shouldn't be doing it because it's murder, then stop waving the American flag and celebrating war victories. Because that's murder too. You know, so it's tough. I mean, I kind of went all over the place. In New York, you could jump in and answer Blair's question, but I guess it helps because you'll get more money. You'll get the people from Texas, because it's not like this abortion ban is going to stop abortions. It's the same exact way when they ban alcohol and prohibition. You're not going to stop alcohol sales. Drugs have been legal. They've had a war on drugs since we were in high school. I don't know if it started before that, but I know when we were in high school, they had, even when we were in elementary school, it was a war on drugs. It didn't stop people from doing drugs. I don't understand why making a law saying, look, we make laws against speeding. It don't stop people from speeding. So I don't understand how this, I don't understand how making a law banning something helps. Like, I mean, if you want to get punishments for it, then, like, what are you going to punish a woman who doesn't want to have a child for? But New York, I'll let you jump in.
No, I mean, you brought up a valid point. Just like, I mean, when they pass the gun laws and stuff like that, or they pass these gun laws for the law-abiding citizens, it doesn't stop the criminals from doing what they're doing. They still going to do whatever they got to do at the end of the day. So I agree with your perspective.
And you know why I hate these white Republicans? Because that's who it is. It's white Republicans. You claim that America's trying to take your freedoms with masks. You claim that America's trying to take your guns and your freedom to have guns and all your freedoms away. And what do? You sign a bill to take someone else's freedom to make a choice away. I don't care if you agree with abortions or not. I just want y'all to be consistent. Blair, what you got?
Yeah, I mean, just like New York News said, the laws are for the law-abiding citizens. Yeah, you got speed limits and people still speed. Those people are breaking the law and they know it. People who don't wish to break the law are going to not speed. Doctors who want to have a practice are not going to perform abortions because it's against the law. If somebody's still going to do it somewhere, yeah, those are the less ethical people or more ethical people, depending on how you look at it. They're willing to take a risk that I would think most people with things to lose are not going to take a risk. So you're going to face jail time. So am I going to put my livelihood and my family's livelihood in jeopardy to perform abortion for you? Probably not. But that's why I think the Mexico thing is so interesting, because I really thought people, it's not going to stop abortion. It's just going to force them to get risky abortions, and people are going to start, I don't think it's not going to be like the wire hanger up the cooch and swivel it around like you're making eggs. I don't think it's going to be doing that. I think people are going to start taking stuff. Like, you know, they're going to start doubling and tripling up on the morning after pill. Or, I mean, they're going to start ordering stuff online, like the abortion pill. Stuff like that is dangerous because you don't know what's going to be in it or where it's coming from. Or you could just hop in a quick Greyhound down to Mexico. Bing, bang, boom. Pop back up. One less kid inside you. So I really think it's going to hurt the law, because right now people are still trying to fight the law because they feel like, yo, we can't have this. When you give people other options and workarounds, I think they're less likely to fight the law. At least for me, because I know I'm like that myself. Like, yeah, I'll find a workaround, and I'm just good dealing with the workaround instead of addressing the actual issue. And I think that's what the Mexico thing can be. Like, all right, well, we can't get abortions here in the state of Texas in the U.S. That's fucked up. But I could go right down here in a quick one-hour Greyhound ride and get it done somewhere else. So people are going to do that instead of actually fighting to actually get the law changed.
Yeah, and I think that's also a – I think that is – how do I want to say this? It's what black people have dealt with. It's what we've become – what's the word I want to use? Conditioned to do is just adapt. What you say is right.
Yeah, I didn't want to put it on us black people, but that's what I was thinking. I was thinking the same thing. I kind of thought, like, yeah, that's just what we do, but I didn't want to say that.
Well, I mean, I don't mean black people. We're the only ones that get abortions, because that's not true. But, I mean, it's just how our mentality is. It's like, these white people made a law. I just figured out how to get around it. Instead of what a lot of white people do, well, not a lot, I mean, just the white people who care about this sort of things, is what you're saying is right. No, I don't agree with this. I'm going to attack this legally. Most of us who've been raised in our environment, who've been raised around where we are from, will basically say, they make whatever laws they want. I'm gonna figure out how I want to do what I want to do, how I want to do it. And that puts me out the spotlight so I don't get caught. It's just how we're molded, right? Because, I mean, you're right. If once this law passed, I mean, I'm not in a position to get an abortion now because I'm married already with a kid, and my wife is older and she's ready to get, you know, a shot to the face to get some wrinkles out of her face that I don't care about, but maybe the next younger guy might like it.
But I don't think we're in a position to worry about abortions. But, you know, if a girl wants to have an abortion, I hate to say it, probably in our community, she's going to be like, well, I just figure out how to have it. Instead of us coming together as a community and saying, yo, how can we change this law? But isn't the justice system now suing Texas? Like, didn't something just come out today where the Department of Justice said, you know, we're just going to sue Texas? Texas and Florida, they're the best states in America for the wrong reason.
They definitely are the most entertaining.
They make America America. Texas and Florida, if they ever battles, like, our next civil war should just be between Texas and Florida. Like, let them figure it out. Like, there are Australia.
I don't know, well, man. Who wins, somebody with a gun versus somebody who's going to, what's the thing that you take and then you become a zombie, you start eating people? What was that? That was a...
Bath
salts, yeah. Florida got the bath salt zombies, and Texas got the guns. I don't know, man. That's a good fight. I might like to see that.
Oh, I'd watch. I feel bad for anybody on the Gulf, Mississippi, Alabama, who's in between it. I feel bad. I'm glad to be a little bit up north that it won't come up here. But you're right. I think it'd be a hell of a fight. It'd be a lot of woo going on. Yo, people don't understand.
And then Florida got the Colombians, too. Florida got the Colombians there, too. So, I mean, you know, I think Florida might win that one. I think I got my money on the coke dealers and the basketball takers.
Look, but that's only, like, South Florida. Like, take out the Keys. You got Miami, Fort Lauderdale, parts of Orlando. The rest of Florida is like Texas. Like, it's real heavy, right-wing, like, conservative. I've been to Panama City. I almost lost my nipple on the Gulf of Mexico.
Like, that's heavy, because
like,
you can't grow that back.
Nah, yo, I thought I was going to be deformed. I never thought I was going to get a girl again. Yo, a chick named Dino, yo, 2002, spring. It's a wild night, man. I almost lost my nipple. I was bleeding and everything. Yo. I thought it was over for me. But, you know, they probably share more a lot in common, Florida as a state. But they got a lot of weird stuff going on. But you're right, bro. I would love to see Florida and Texas is Godzilla versus, what's that other one?
King
Godzilla
Kong.
Versus King Kong. There you go. So, you know, it's interesting, man. But I think Mexico's going to make a lot of money off of Texas like that.
I think it's very interesting timing. I really think it's interesting that they went ahead and decriminalized abortions throughout all of Mexico right now.
It's smart.
Somebody's over there and know what they're doing. They're on top of things.
You knew somebody. You knew that little Don Julio guy. Who's the guy, the greatest man that ever lived, when he was telling Trump, yo, I ain't paying for that wall. You can suck my dick. And he was saying that on NBC.
But he was like the old president.
But he is the president, right? Is he a new president? Did he die in a cartel? I don't want no problems in Mexico. I'm not trying to speak out of turn. I don't want no problems. I thought he's the same president that told Donald Trump. He went on, like, NBC. I was like, yeah, Donald Trump, we ain't paying for the wall. Like, stop lying to your Americans.
He went everywhere. He was everywhere letting it be known.
Yeah, but the fact that he went on our national television, like, for, like, a 2020 interview, was like, yeah, your president is bullshitting, y'all. We ain't paying for nothing. Like, if you want to put that wall up, that's on him. All right, Blur. That's it. Yo, we got to get to Michael K. Williams. Oh, we got like 25 minutes. So, Blur, what you got? Next time,
oh, Michael K.?
Blur. It's the Blur show tonight.
Oh.
Blur show.
Yo.
Blur.
I don't know Blur if you want to talk about the Brittany Renner chick, man. There's another one I feel like we might need some females because I don't want it to be all men bashing. I feel like she's a predator, man. I feel like we might need to treat her like we treat N. R. Kelly.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about at this point.
All right, so Brittany Renner is a social media influencer, Instagram model. She wrote a book, so I guess she's an author too. She kind of put out, she's like the modern version of Superhead. She wrote a book talking about the celebrities she slept with, i.e. Lil Uzi, Kaepernick, Chris Brown, Trey Songz. I actually followed her before she became famous because she went to Jackson State, SWAC school, shout out to the HBCUs, and she was on a soccer team, and she led them to a championship, a SWAC championship. She was the MVP. She was only at JSU for 2 years. I think she actually beat my school to win. So I followed her from then, followed her. I was a cute little light-skinned chick, and then all of a sudden she started doing, like, more social media stuff. Like, you know what I mean? I actually reached out to her once because she used to do a thing where she would, like, go to schools and, like, talk to high school people about, I mean, importance of staying active, and she used to hold, like, these exercise camps. All that went away really quickly once she started getting more famous for her body. Like, it was just, like, all twerk videos and, like, oh, let me kick this soccer goal and get down on all fours and twerk. And then she got famous because I think she was, like, the first person when Cap started going through his thing, she was putting out, like, oh, yeah, we was dating, and he played me. He didn't want to fly me back home. And then Uzi did the same thing, flew her out, didn't want to fly her back home. And she started making, I mean, the fame got to her, and she started putting out all this stuff, and she became, like, kind of a vixen, I guess. She put out a video talking about, hey, if you want to get the bag, if you want to get rich, get pregnant by a ball player. They're stupid, and they don't like wearing condoms. Fast forward a couple years, so she's, like, close to 30, I think, and she's at the basketball game, a high school basketball game for the dude, I want to say, I forgot your name, something Williams, I'm drawing a blank. He's 17 at the time. He's 17. She in her late 20s. She's showing up at his high school basketball game. Now, apparently or allegedly, nothing was happening back then. I felt like she was grooming him. Because as soon as he went to Kentucky, he's 18 now, in college, they're dating. He spends 1 year at Kentucky, gets drafted to the NBA, they're dating. Some people say they got married. Whatever it is, she gets pregnant. Soon she has the baby, 2 months later, they're separated, and they're saying she's getting like $200,000 a month in child support. Woo! She wrote the playbook, and she ran the plays. She wrote the playbook. She published the playbook like, yo, sleep with a ball player. They're stupid. They don't like having condoms. Secure the bag. And she executed her play to the tip. But I think she groomed a 17-year-old. I feel like she's a predator. Like, why is a woman who's almost 30 at a high school basketball game?
You know why, because he has a chance to be rich. But see, this story is so interesting to me, because now it's starting to come back to me when we have this conversation. When you first said Brittany Rayner, you know, I thought about the big, tall lesbian chick from Baylor. I thought she was out here preying on little girls.
That's Griner, man.
When you started telling the story, I thought to myself, oh, I was way off, because I was thinking of the big chick who looked like a man. Look, and she's in a gang. I don't want no issues, Brittany. I don't want no beef. But I'm just telling you where my head, like who I was picturing my head as a predator as you would tell the story. And I was like, yo, what is she doing to this 17-year-old boy in high school? I'm so glad that it turned out to be somebody else being a predator to a little high school kid. But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty crazy. But, you know, I mean, I guess as long as nothing happened, you can't tell her she's R. Kelly if she ain't mess with him. And I mean, it sounds like, but it sounds like they were in a relationship. It sounds like if she knew him for this long and he felt trust in her to bust in her without a condom, like if it started when they were 17 and she didn't get pregnant until he was 23, that's a good 6 years. I mean, I didn't use a condom. It only took about a month. Me and DJ T. Siren had to use a condom. 6 years. God bless him. He did a good job. DJ T. Siren said 3 months.
PJ Washington is only 23. But how is that cool? Isn't that what they say guys be doing the young girls? They be grooming them. They get them young and they groom them to be what they want. And, like, ain't that frowned upon?
Or are we saying that's okay? What's your point? It feels like you're just...
DJ, she's on mad because you're attacking a woman, even though she's pregnant.
It's like you're fighting at the chomp to have someone accountable. She's not an R. Kelly. This is far from an R. Kelly situation. And
how is it
just
far?
Just because we have one, and I'm not saying it's not problematic, but it is very far-fetched to say that this is an R. Kelly situation.
Why?
Do you not know that dozens of 12, 13, and 14-year-olds R. Kelly had sex with?
Well, R. Kelly had herpes since he was 17. That's kind of like having a baby. It stuck with him forever. Well, because men can't have babies,
what?
Except for Lil Nas X. Are we going to get talking about Lil Nas X having a baby?
It was his
project. That little game.
All right. So,
I'm just saying, if I was his daddy.
I'm just saying, the comparison is not there. Now, if you want to talk about it, let's leave R. Kelly out of this. He's nowhere near R. Kelly.
How do you know? We don't know how many other young men she's groomed. We don't know. We just don't know.
She's not holding anybody hostage, and she's not, she doesn't got, like, five or six bodies under her net or underage, even though all the R. Kelly victims that are coming out saying they were 17, 16. Like, they weren't young. I mean, they're young, but they weren't 12, 13. They were only off for, like, a year or two.
15. They were saying they were 15 and said that, Aaliyah was 15. There was a couple people that had to have 15.
Yeah.
So let's not say it was 17,
18
year olds. It wasn't.
Like, when you're 15, you're fucking like a rabbit.
Mm-hmm. What?
Like, I couldn't imagine being married at 15. I have a tough time imagining being married.
Did y'all hear that? R. Kelly was popping Aaliyah when she was 15 and then knocking off her mom when she would go to sleep?
No, I've never heard that story. That's wild.
Yeah, like his ex-girl or his ex-wife or whatever did an interview saying, like, he told her that. Like, yeah, after they, R. Kelly and her mom would put Aaliyah to sleep at 15, he would be getting busy with the mom.
Hey, this is the Blur Show, and I don't mean to jump off topics. And New York, you've been quiet, so feel free to jump in. Have you ever, Blair, I'm going to ask you real quick. Have you ever wanted to knock off one of your girl's moms?
Never.
Me either. I don't know how that became a thing. DJ, she's tiring. Did you ever want to knock off one of your dude's dads?
I don't think I was going to.
Oh, because the dude you dated was a jailbird, so I know he ain't had no daddy.
He did.
Oh, damn, that made me feel bad. Rest in peace to that young man's father. My dad's dead too, so I got it. We share that. We share the same woman and the same dead daddy. Well, not the same dead
what
daddy.
What the hell, dude?
No,
no.
And guess what? I was only 15. Oh,
you were getting knocked off? How old was he? 18? Oh, he was grooming you. He was grooming you until he went to jail. He would have had you. What about you, New York?
Look, I ain't even gonna hold you. Look, some of the girls I've been with, yeah, they got cute moms, but the main thing that I'm focusing on, if I'm dating you and it's gonna be a long term relationship, I gotta understand how your mom looks, just in case, y'all know what I mean, at the end of the day, when you grow older and I'm gonna be older with you, y'all know what I mean? You might turn into your mom.
See? That's such a false hope. And I hate to bring personal stuff in it. Because I looked at DJ C. Sign's mom and I said, you know, I can deal with that when I'm older. DJ C. Sign's like a father, and I can't deal with that. she turned it into her father, and it's going to drive me crazy. If she'd have turned it into her mom, we'd be the happiest couple in the world. But she turned it into her dad. And I'm a choker one day. Oh, man. But, I mean, seriously, going back to something. I've never, like, when you talk about these subjects and you say, yo, Shorty had a good-looking mom and all stuff, I've never met anybody's mom. Any chick's mom that I've dated, I never said, yo, I want to knock off her mom, too. I couldn't imagine that type of mentality. I guess that's why R. Kelly is sick and has his issues. If what you're saying is true, Blair.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? It doesn't seem like it's just him, though. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's the same thing they said about the dude, Mandisi, from Love & Hip Hop New York. Like, he was sleeping with his chick, or he was sleeping with this chick, and then started messing with her 16-year-old daughter. Like, this whole mother-daughter thing is crazy. I've never seen it like something I would ever want to do, but apparently the sickos, that's what they into.
Yeah. And every woman's moms love me. Every woman I've ever dated, their moms love me, but I've never wanted to sleep with any of their moms. I never even thought about it. They're moms. But, you know, yeah, some people are a little bit different. All right, it's the Blur Show, man. We got like... go ahead, DJ.
Well, and take it away from just having sex. It's about control, too. These are predators. The thought is, if I want to have a relationship with a 15-year-old, what do I need to do if I get caught by the parents? Well, I need to have something on the parents. I mean, it's the same thing about the one little serial killer dude. Remember the little crazy one about the crazy family? And he was having sex with the little girl or molesting the little girl. And he had a relationship with the father.
Oh, yeah. What was that show on Netflix?
Yeah, it was crazy.
What was that show on Netflix?
And it worked.
He's had sex with everybody.
Yeah.
He done knocked up the mama, the daddy, the cousin.
But it worked because that kept them quiet. They weren't going to say nothing.
See, that just goes back to my statement. There's a lot of retarded people in this
world. I mean, you know.
I keep telling you that. Like we have our discussions and our arguments, but I keep telling you, like, you got to stop getting mad at people on the internet because there's just a lot of dumbness out here. You just got to accept that.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you can say that was just a
power. Man, what was that show, Blur? You remember that show on Netflix where the dude was out here sleeping with everybody?
Yeah, I do remember the show. I can't remember the name of it, though. He knocked off the whole family. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
New York, you remember what that show was? I just want to try to see if anybody remembers it. I guess it's not important.
It was like...
Nah, I feel like I'm too young for that show. What happened?
Nah, it just came out, like, last year. Oh,
yeah, it just came out at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah. I'll find it. Netflix show. I go, it's probably not even on Netflix.
Like
no
next
more.
Door, stranger next door. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, it's the Blur Show, man. We got 7 minutes. What you got, Blur?
Wait, so hold on. Before we move on, it was called Abducted in Plain Sight. That's what it is. Abducted in Plain Sight.
Yeah. So, New York, check that out. And I would love to get your movie review next week. Abducted in Plain Sight. Because New York, you're going to come back.
Yeah, put that
you're
on the
text,
man. We got to see that.
If you watch this New York, you're going to call me in the middle of the week, and you're going to be like, "Yo, what the hell? What you got, Blair?"
So I just want to, because we talked about that being a predator. So are we calling Brittany Renner a predator?
Yeah.
Like,
I
just want to know.
Okay.
Like, is she a predator? Like, she groomed the 17-year-old to get the bag from him.
DJ C. Simon's fighting the idea. DJ C. Simon, why don't you think she's a predator for grooming a 17-year-old to have sex with her without a condom so she can have a baby so that she can get $200,000 a month in child support and never work again? Because she doesn't care about him or the baby. She just doesn't want to work.
Well, long question. I didn't say it wasn't an issue. I didn't say it wasn't a problem. Right?
No, are we calling her a predator? Because you said she's far from R. Kelly.
Yeah.
And we know R. Kelly is the predator. He's the model predator.
I don't.
DJC signed in paying attention. Go ahead, Blair.
I want to put my vote for calling her a predator, man. I think she's a predator.
Yeah.
Well, where do you fall, man? Predator or not predator?
I mean, any
she has to be
a
predator.
Woman... Go ahead, New York.
No, I think she has to be a predator because I mean, like at the end of the day, she know what she's looking for. She know what she's looking for, and we have to have it at the end of the day. I think his name is PG Washington. PJ Washington, my fault. I think that's his name. But I mean, like, she knew what she was looking for. She knew what type of setup. She knew what type of setup she wanted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know women attack these less educated, rich black men for their money when they're great at sports, just so that they don't have to work. It's a thing that happens all over the world. But you know, as an athlete, as a male athlete, you know, it's a single male athlete with a lot of money. You got to know to wear a condom. You know,
so
you
do we put that on 17-year-old? Like, you 17, you 18 years old. No, let me say 18. You 17 years old, and you got a 23-year-old Instagram model coming up to see you play in high school. Like, are we putting that on them?
I mean, if you're talking about versus the 20-year-old, no, because the 20-year-old knows what she's doing. She knows she can manipulate him. She's smarter than him. She's been in this game longer. She knows what makes him tick. He probably doesn't have the greatest social skills because he's focused so much on his athletic prowess, and that's why he's great in going to the highest level of sports. So her versus him, no, it's definitely her. But, you know, he is 17. Like, he's had sex education. You know what's going to happen if you have sex with a woman without a condom. Even if she tells you she's on the pill, she's probably lying. Even if she tells you she's had a vasectomy, she's probably lying. Ain't that when y'all get your uterus ripped out and she ain't got no? Oh, that's a man's vasectomy. What's the woman's vasectomy? What's it called?
Two-side.
That's it? Two-side? Y'all don't have a procedure?
Yeah, you two-side.
No. Yeah, even if she told you she's had a tooth tie, you just got to assume she's lying if there's a chance you may be rich. If she's got more than 100 Instagram followers, there's a chance she's trying to get pregnant. It just is what it is. And if you decide to go in there without a condom, raw dog, you rolling the dice, bruh. Sometimes you get away with it. Sometimes you don't. You got to pay for it. It's the way
that's
the world works.
I think it always comes down to the man's responsibility. Like, it's you the man, you're responsible for where you stick your penis and, what, and, I mean, if you cover it up or not. Even at 17, I feel like, I mean, I do think she's a predator, but at 17, 18, 19, I feel like at some point you got to, like, all right, let me wrap this up. But he was hurt.
I mean,
like, he went through a whole tweet storm about, like, he was really hurt. He thought she loved him, and, like, they were going to have a family together just to find out, like, 2 months after the baby's out, oh, this was just for the bag. So, yeah, she ran the 52 fake out on my boy. And, like, yeah, she had him wide open.
And this is what I argue with women about, because I feel like both parties should be responsible. If a man sticks his dick in a woman without a condom, he should be responsible for the things that come with after that. If a woman allows a man to stick his dick in her without a condom and she gets pregnant and he runs away, like, you can't complain about men. That's why, like, when I see these posts about women complaining about men and all stuff, I'm like, yo, just be gay. Nah, that's probably the wrong thing to say. But, you know what I mean? Like, have some self-responsibility. Like, it's not all men. We got to stop putting these blanket covers. It's not all women. Like, all women ain't set you up. Like, you're just an idiot. Everybody has to have some kind of self-accountability. You got to deal with whatever hand you're dealing with.
Do you have any sympathy for the boy, for P.J. Washington?
No. You're going to be rich. Didn't your mama tell you, hey, these women are going to try and get pregnant so they can take your money? Don't you understand that when you make enough money, when you will never have to work again, there's somebody out there who's looking at you saying, I can get some of that? And the easiest person to get it is someone who you're willing to stick your dick into without a condom. That's it.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, who's responsible for teaching these lessons? Because I feel like that was, like, love and basketball. And, like, there's been movies about it, but you think it's the parents who should be giving out those lessons to the young boys?
loving basketball was her fault. She chose her career over him, and then she wanted to come crying back later after he'd have moved on with the shorty from the thin line between love and hate. Like, ultimately, she saved him because that bitch was crazy and tried to kill Martin. But, you know, for the most part, like, like, she chose her career over her boyfriend, and that's not his fault.
I was thinking more like, didn't the dad tell homie, like, yo, or the mom told homie, like, nah, man, if they were some girls, they just trying to get you. Didn't one of her tell the dude that?
Well, I mean, we don't know if his parent, I don't know what his parent situation is, but that's why the you know that, like, CeeDee Lamb, you know he ain't ever going to have no random kid by a random woman again, because we saw on draft night. When he got drafted and his girl tried to take his phone and go through it, what he do real smooth on TV? Took his phone right on back and told her she wilded. And what is
Yo, you know that was her third draft party?
It was?
Yeah, that was the third draft party. She was the girlfriend at.
Get out of here. She a predator too?
Yo, we need to start. Well, I mean, she was of age. They were the same age, but there was a basketball player from Oklahoma, was it Oklahoma? And there was another football player the 2 years before.
Oh, was that Trey Young's old girl?
Was it Trey Young, I think, and some of another football player. So apparently, either she was just the baddest chick on the Oklahoma campus, or she just knew how to run games because she was getting all the athletes.
I mean, if you're on the Oklahoma campus, not to offend Oklahomians, I'm pretty sure that's not that tough to be. Like, if you got some vision of curve, you're probably running things down to Oklahoma. Shout out to Baker Mayfield, who got tackled by cops out of Oklahoma. Oklahoma sounds like the place to be. But, man, like, we got to start. Let's just start exposing these female predators. I'm all about exposing the male predators as well. This is not a male versus women thing. I'm all about exposing the male predators at also. But we got to start exposing these female predators, too. I didn't realize that was her third draft party. Shout out to her for being a for being an entrepreneur. I wonder who her
she consistent with it.
I bet you she got more than 100 followers.
I would imagine so. All
right, man. We got to close up, man. Man, what we got? Man, we only got like 2 minutes, man. So Michael K. Williams died, man. I guess we'll get more into it next week. Great actor, man. But y'all gotta stop. Y'all gotta stop taking these drugs from like random people, man. I feel like my conspiracy theory, and I'm not a big conspiracy guy. I feel like this is the government putting stuff in drugs that's sold on the street because they want to make drugs be sold legally in stores so they can get the tax money. But there's way too much fentanyl and just random drugs.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, they found fentanyl in his heroin. I mean, it was on heroin, which is just bad enough. Or was it cocaine? Did the creature die with cocaine?
No, it was heroin.
Was it cocaine or was it heroin?
Heroin.
Michael K. Williams died of heroin with fentanyl lace?
I never heard about the fentanyl.
Yeah, it was fentanyl lace. But, yeah, man, this fentanyl, and the funny thing is, like, people aren't knowing, so I didn't realize there's like, test strips that you can use for, like, weed and stuff to see if there's fentanyl in it. Because the cutting agent that people mainly use because of the pandemic, you can't get. So people are using fentanyl. And it's killing people. Yeah, I mean, we'll get to it more next week. But I just want to say, man, rest in peace, man, because I really enjoyed it. Everybody knows him from The Wire. I thought he was amazing to Happen Leonard. If any of y'all have never seen Happen Leonard, it's like a murder mystery show. He's gay again. I don't know if he was gay in real life, but, you know, just an amazing performance. He was basically a country Omar, but funnier in Happen Leonard. And it was only on for 2 seasons. It was a great show. I wish now that, if you know, it's one of those things. Like, if you know someone's going to die this early, like, I'm pretty sure they would have finished the end of the mystery out of the treasure and all that stuff. But it's one of those things, man, like everybody sharing videos of him dancing. I didn't know he was some, like, big dancer.
He's the dancer, Crystal Waters.
That's nuts, man. You see somebody, like, feeling that good. And, of course, I'm pretty sure he had demons. If you're on heroin, you got some demons. But like, anytime you see somebody dancing and enjoying life and you realize they're dead, like, that always makes me sad. Like, not to be, I don't even want to say it, but, you know, anytime you see somebody enjoying life and you realize they're just dead, it's like, man, y'all, it sucks. So, rest in peace, Michael K. Williams. We'll talk about more. Hey, if y'all get a chance, man, watch Happy and Leonard so we can discuss them next week. But we got to get out of here, man. It's been a good show. Shout out to my big cousin calling in. You gotta talk more next time, big cuz. But I definitely appreciate you calling in and love having you on. So that's it for tonight, man. We're gonna get on out of here. Football's back. We didn't get a chance to talk about football. Football's back, man. F the Cowboys. Don't like them, but you know, for all you fans that are Cowboys fans, just glad to have football back. DJ C. Sign, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Good night.
All right, New York. Blur, anything you want to say to the people before we get out of here?
Rest in peace to Michael K. Williams, man. Loved him on Boardwalk Empire. Shout out to Keith. Loved him everywhere. And, yeah, man, got some shit off tonight. You know what I mean? Great show. Thanks for having me.
Hey, my man, it was the Blur show tonight. Glad. A lot of great topics tonight, a lot of good discussion. Bring them back next week. Anytime you got a bunch of topics, man, just let me know. I'll let you just get your bars off, B. You know, this is all of our show, man. New York, the floor is yours.
Look, all I got to say is, y'all mean, definitely rest in peace, Michael K. Williams. That shit hit. I didn't expect him to go that early. That's crazy. Definitely stay away from that brown sugar and that black. Definitely. But other than that, save the bees, save the economy, protect photosynthesis, mitochondria, and all that biology shit. You still got to wear your mask out here. You heard? Other than that, y'all mean, before you date somebody, please do your Googles, y'all mean? And when you get their number, don't save it until it's like 3 to 5 business days to make sure that shorty is going to make you a grilled cheese and the chicken noodle soup when you sick and all of that. Other than that, I think I got one gripe with people, y'all mean? When you put the toilet paper on a roll, make sure the toilet paper is facing you and not the wall, y'all mean? I want to be able to rip my toilet paper on free will, not the wall ripping the toilet paper for me. Other than that, y'all mean, have a good night. Stay safe out there.
Yeah, you can tell you from New York when there's not enough space between the wall and the toilet paper. when the wall is stopping the toilet paper, you're in a confined space, and they're trying to maximize as much space in that area as possible. Shout out to my man, New York, New York. We're going to get back together next week, man. It's been fun.
Here I come.